Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
From the world of Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am
ready. Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles, now streaming only on Paramount Plus.
Yes!
Morning, Early Edge. Happy Saturday. The weekend is here. The sun is shining here in South Florida. I can't say the same for everywhere else, but I'm pumped up for the weekend. This is a great, great slate. We got some baseball. We got some playoffs in the association. We got some playoff hockey. What a great time to be alive as a sports fan. Before we get to today, let's take a look back at yesterday. Definitely could have been better. But you know what? Last time I checked, the squad from Saturday had a nice 5-1 Saturday last time. Oh, let's get that off the screen. Here come the boys, the baseball boys and Kens. This is the show of dreams here. I was the reason we didn't go 6-0 on last Saturday. So apologies there, but I have a feeling we can get somewhere close again.
We were three points away, though. It was just 3 points away.
Really broke my heart there. And you know what? He was almost in player prop jail after that, because I have a player prop jail of guys that really burned me. But then I went back to him when he went back home to Philly, took the 9.5 points, and he went soaring over. So he has saved himself. Tobias Harris, I can't say the same for. But Kelly Oubre stays safe here. So we're feeling good. All right. A-Max, how are we feeling about the slate today?
Good. I wanted to say I already see some comments here of plays and some stuff that I actually like. Looks pretty good. I think there's one on Marcelo Ozuna here from Brandon in the chat. So there's some good stuff going on today. Not a lot of day baseball, though. A little bit unfortunate, but I don't know. What is that, just like NFL draft? Like they don't want – I don't even know when the draft
NBA,
starts.
Today, lucky for you, we got some daytime NBA playoffs, which I know you're really pressed
about. That's
what it is. It might just be only me on the show. Maybe in the comments, too. A lot of baseball here. Our comments section pretty smart. They know what they're talking about here. Speaking of people who know what they're talking about, A-Mags, we're going to hit right to you here. We're going to your pick. You got a prop for us. What are we looking at?
Yeah. All right. So this one, I've already got it up on the site. If you want to go and grab it, hopefully you already grabbed it when I put it out early this morning. But it's Jordan Hicks over 4.5 strikeouts for the San Francisco Giants. Look, I really like his makeup. When you look at his Stuff Plus rankings on Fangraphs, stuff that I like to look at. He's got 3 pitches that rank over 111 on the Stuff Plus. That's really good. He's got one of the best sinkers, actually. So when you're looking at his pitch mix and number of strikeouts he needs to get here, I think it's really just more impacted by a really, just a dud of a last start. He had no strikeouts. You know, when you're facing a team like the Pirates now that actually has been getting a little bit worse with strikeouts, I think it's a nice little bounce back spot. Get 5 strikeouts. He's been solid with this number this year, either been around it or over. So I think that we're more at like his floor here at the 4.5 number than really we're getting towards his ceiling. So I even like a little ladder if you wanted to throw it on him today, since I got this at -108 when it first came out. There was some potential even to just kind of run it at the 5, 6, and 7 levels, since this was really close to even money. But if you wanted to run it with 6, 7, 8. I wouldn't think that that's a bad idea either. I think this could be a spot that he goes off. And then secondly, real quick, I'm wearing the M's hat because I do have another pick on the site. So make sure you go get that one on George Kirby for later tonight.
All right. I like the sneak peek, the little tease to the site here. We love to see that. Speaking of the site, we do have a site pick here. We're going to the NHL first time in a while, going to Islanders money line. From what I know, and I don't know too much, but I do know that they're down 0-3 to the Hurricanes, bringing it home. So I think blindly, if I'm betting any team in a playoff spot, I think I'm going with the team that's down 0-3. And we're getting that at some pretty solid value here, +158. So that is our play from the site. Before we get into our other plays here, we got a little sponsorship, a little BetMGM promo for the team on this Saturday. BetMGM is boosting your profits for the Stanley Cup playoffs with an NHL Boost token. Eligible customers will receive a 33% NHL Boost token. You can use this for any NHL wager with minimum odds of minus 300. So just log on to BetMGM or open the BetMGM app to see more details on that offer. All right. Before we get to the rest of the picks today, let's hear a quick word from one of our partners. All
right. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
You ready, Bob?
Well, all right.
Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. I'm holding down the basketball fort, as we all know, as I did last week as well. If you've been following along with me on Twitter, the playoff prop party is definitely going pretty well. So we're hoping for another profitable night tonight. I'm going to start with the OKC Pelicans game. Now, this is I have been burnt by Herbert Jones before, but we're going to go back to him. I got him at 9.5. Hate to be that guy. Told you I got him at a better number. I think it's up to 10.5 now. I still like 10.5. 11.5 is probably where I would start to fall off of this here. But this is a good spot for him. Again, these teams down 0-2 going back home. This is when we see the role players start to perform. Guys like Kelly Oubre, who I mentioned. Austin Reeves the other night. He had a big night once he got back to LA. Tobias Harris can't say the same for him. But for as far as other role players, I like Herb Jones here going over this 9.5. He had 18 points in his last game in OKC, had 8 points in game one. He was just a basket away, a three-pointer away from going over this 9.5 mark. And you're starting to see this line inflate as he's going home, going from 10.5 to 11.5. So I'd certainly hop on that now if you like it. Sportsline model has him going over this number as well at 12 points. I think he's had a ton of shot opportunity. He's not shy to be shooting. He has a lot of volume from the three-point range, so a lot of potential for him in this spot. So I'm liking my role players here, and we're going to another one, as I usually do. Derek White, over 12.5 points. I think this line has kind of been adjusted a little too low considering that Boston's on the road now. The thing about Miami is when they're at home, they actually play worse defense. They're all focused on that offense with that home crowd. Their three-point defense allowing 2% higher from deep in that spot, which could be good for someone like Derek White overall. Their home defensive numbers, I could go into the nitty-gritty of it, but just overall not as great at home when they're playing defense. Now, Derek White, I think the recency bias is he's had like three single digit games in recent history, but before that he was on a 9-0 over to this or 9-0 streak to this over. So I like him to go over 12.5 here. This is a good spot for him. I'm not scared of him being on the road. He's always been a strong road player, has strong trends to this over the whole season. So that's what I like over here in the association. Now, before we get to Snyder's pick to round us out, we got one more word from one of our partners.
The wait is over. The Chi returns with new episodes on Paramount Plus.
What brings you to the Chi?
Opportunity.
Everybody get down!
Walk right up to the side.
A new rain is coming to the South Side.
Never should have sent a boy to do a woman's job.
The Chi. New episodes May 10th. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto renews. Restrictions apply.
New CBS Sunday.
You collect rewards, right?
This is how I make my living.
When something is lost,
everyone's looking for something.
He finds it.
You strong swimmer?
So-so.
So-so. So-so's okay.
Justin Hartley stars.
How you survive, you make quick, smart decisions, and you never let panic take the wheel.
Sounds cool.
It is cool, actually. Very cool.
Tracker. New Sunday on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
All right, Snyder, last week we were just on the Philadelphia train and it worked out pretty well for us. So I love that play. Now, the play you sent today definitely gave me a double take in a different way, but I'm going to let you tell the people what that's all about.
Yes, the Mexico City game, The over-under is 17. That is the total for the game. I think that that is a massive, massive overreaction to the first game that we saw there last year. Now, it is high in elevation. The ballpark is actually much higher than Coors Field. And I think going into the series last year, we thought that we were going to see a ton of runs. And we did. In the first game, it was 16 to 11. There were a ton of home runs. I remembered in particular, Fernando Tatis Jr. hit an opposite field home run that looked like a pop-up. And we just thought, oh man, they're going to go crazy with runs every single time they play there. The total for the next game, I believe, was in the 20s. And it ended up being 6-4. It turned out after the game, they said that they used the wrong balls. They forgot to use the balls that were in the humidor for game one. So I think that this 17 number is a big overreaction to the first game that we saw there last year. I'm actually going to go under. If you just look at Coors Field, for example, the average total this year is 9.5. Last year was 11.8. That's still well under 17. Again, it's a little bit higher in elevation, but Ronel Blanco is on the mound for the Astros. Almost 50% ground ball rate this year. He's been great. 1.33 ERA. Plus the Rockies offense is terrible. I just don't think we're going to get all the way up to 18 runs. For example, a 9-7 final score gets us home. Something like 10-4 gets us home here on the under. So I think we're going to be good here, even if the Astros offense busts out, which it very well might. Also, I'm going to go to Atlanta. Good hitters weather there. It's going to be about 75 degrees, not sweltering or anything, but high humidity. The ball will travel. They're facing Tanner Bibee, who has not been very good this year. He's actually been lit up by both the White Sox and the A's. The Braves have a little bit better offense than both of those teams, you might have noticed. Ozzie Albies back in the lineup. Ronald Acuna, Austin Riley, Matt Olson still really have not hit. I'm ready for them to bust out. Good settings for that to happen today. The total is only 4.5 on the Braves team total, so I like the over there. The Braves are averaging 5.96 runs per game. They should get over this one rather easily. Those are my two plays today.
All right. I like to see it. They're funky, but yeah, I'm in. Quick, I'm in on the Astros. Please.
So we're just seeing in the chat, the numbers dropped on that game from 17. It actually, I believe, went up slightly to 17.5 earlier. It's at 16 in pretty much everywhere I could see. Okay. Or at least you should be getting a 16 if you have multiple books. But Sniper had that on the website last night at 17. So yeah, Hopefully you got it there with him. I got to say, I went back and forth with playing it with you. I was like, you know, maybe they forget in this game again. So I was like, let's just see what happens. I think it's great analysis.
The elevation is scary. Cal Quantrill being on the hill is scary against the Astros offense. But it's still too high, I think.
Well, something real quick for that. I did see Jose Abreu is having a historically bad season. And yeah, his number's at 2.5 for hits, runs, RBIs today. So if he plays... I don't care who it's. I don't care if he plays on the moon, and I don't care who he is having pitch against him right now. He is one of the worst, if not the worst, players in the MLB. So I think at 2.5 -125 on DraftKings, I like the under there.
Yeah, agreed.
I'll say there was another question about Herb Jones here, over 1.5 3-pointers. Last time I checked that line, it was around like -150. I don't love giving out -150s. On early edge, I will say, if you want to parlay it with someone else, I know Chet Holmgreen, he has a pretty juice 3-point line too. If you put them together, it might be a pretty solid two-leg parlay. So I do like him to go over. His shot volume has certainly been there from deep. I think 7 attempts in his last two games, if I'm remembering correctly. So I do like it. I would probably maybe two-leg parlay that situation to get some better value there. But I think that's all the questions I see so far in the chat. We'll hit the recap screen here. Take a look at what we got today. I am on Herb Jones over 9.5 points. Still like it at 10.5. Derek White over 12.5 points in Miami. A-Max is on Jordan Hicks over 4.5. And go to the site to get that other player prop he has for you guys. Snyder is on the Astros Rockies under 17 and the Braves team total over 4.5. And the Sportsline site taking it to the NHL, going to the Islanders money line here against the Hurricanes. Well, it's a quick show. Saturday, we're in and out. We got things to do. I know you guys have things to do as well. We appreciate you always being here. Please hit that like button if you can, if you haven't already. Good luck with your bets this weekend. We will see you guys Monday.
Hello, everyone. It's Mike Richards here. You might have seen me on CBS working on their Champions League coverage over the last couple of years. I wanted to tell you about an exciting new podcast that I've been working on It's called The Rest Is Football. It's me, alongside Gary Lineker and Alan Shearer, two absolute legends of the game. The show combines topical debate from the world of soccer along with outrageous tales from our careers. And I mean, outrageous. Just search The Rest Is Football wherever you get your podcasts. All the best from Big Meats.